Hello there, listeners. Here's Maya speaking from my tent in Klil. I was going to sit and have a practice of meditation, and then I heard bombs again, and I'm tired of hearing bombs. It's stressing, it's make the mind feel very alarm and body very tight, and soul very tired and sad. I think the morning after I came back from the journey that I'm speaking about in the preview episodes, since the episode of going on a journey, so the morning after I came back, I woke up in like 5 a.m. So it was still dark, and I'm hearing like bombs and more bombs and more bombs, and I'm not sure if it's bombs that land in Israel or bombs that blowed up at air or bombs that were send away from Israel, like the place they send the bombs away from is really close to my village, so this is very strong sounds. I think it's very very clear as a metaphor, the idea that if you hit another land with a bomb, then you have explosion in your land as well, because you need explosion to send those bombs away. So yeah, in your land the explosion is kept safe for the surroundings, but it's still energetically it's still an explosion. So I woke up in the morning, it was yesterday or 2 days ago or something, still dark and it's bomb, and I try to sleep, and because you know I don't have a shelter, so I'm living in a tent, so I'm telling myself like, okay, if the tent is fall on me, so it's okay because the tent is only fiber, and if the bomb will hit me directly, then you know, bad luck. It's very low chances, extremely. I think it's better chance to win the lottery than having a bomb directly hitting you. It's ridiculous. But the thing is, if the bomb explodes next to you, it throws pieces, or if it's exploded air, so it throws pieces. This is and it can make stuff fall apart, and then stuff can hit you. This is kind of stuff bombs are doing, I think. So in my scenario, I wake up and I hear bombs, and I'm in a tent, so the most sensible thing to do if it's like being outside. So if you're outside, you should lay on your belly and put your hand on your head. This is what you do. So I'm already doing this. I'm laying in bed, so I told to myself maybe I'll just continue sleeping. But I could not sleep, and I woke up, I think in the point that I thought I hear people screaming. There was like strong ones, sound like bomb falling in Israel. You can tell, because the bomb that fall in Israel are more shaking the ground, and they're quite rare. The bombs that explode in air are very strong, sudden sound, and the bombs that go out, which are the most common, I think, for me to hear, is kind of like a strong but kept sound, And then a sound like that. So I heard something sound like a bomb fall in Israel, and then I thought that I hear people scream. Maybe there were people screaming, I don't know. So I dressed up quickly and went outside to see if there is smoke, if there is trouble, where it is. Didn't saw anything. The bombs stopped a bit after. Then I, after like doing poop and brushing my teeth and doing yoga and drinking coffee, then I looked what the news say, and the news said that the government improved the opening of the school system tomorrow. I mean, like everything is okay, kind of. News. This is after the government decided to close the education system for a few days after the attack from Iran. So they open it. That's the news. Nothing about the bombs anywhere. Later on, actually, I discovered that some soldiers, Israeli soldiers, tried to enter Lebanon and hit a mine. So I guess they shoot a bit after or something. Now today I was going back from the village bakery a bit after sunset, and suddenly my phone alarm is turned on, and it goes like doo doo doo, kind of a sound. That's the sound that the phone do when bombs are going to hit you. It's an app by the it's like an IDF app that tell you where when bombs might hit you, so you should go in a shelter or something. But I was nowhere next to a shelter, so I just exit the car and went away. And whoa, that was some tough bombs stuff. I actually saw like the pew, like the flashes of light coming from behind the mountain where I guess the bomb hit. Fuck, they're coming closer. Really? And those idiots in the government, they want to bomb Iran, they want to attack Iran now. I don't even feel like talking about that. Okay, I was going to do meditation, and then bombs fell, and I felt like speaking it up before making like a podcast episode instead of a meditation. But I see it was only two far sounds, and well, there is like a very strong sound of a car beeping, but maybe you heard it in the record. But anyway, the bombs seem to stop, so I will finish this episode. Yeah, good night, everyone, or good morning, or something. Sorry, for me, it's very late night and I'm tired. Wish me a quiet night.